Yes, yes, yes. It is that time. I'm Tim Rocky. Welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. We've got a wonderful afternoon of jazz, blues, sports news coming at you. It is 5:30 on a Tuesday, unless you're listening to this tomorrow morning, so it's Wednesday at that point. We've got new city council members. We got football to talk about. We got baseball to talk about. You know what we're going to do right here. We're going to keep it really, really real. And right now we're listening to Vibe Out from Jazz Enough. So playoff baseball is what gets me through the summer. I'm not going to lie. It is my favorite time of year, even though it happens in the month of September. They called Derek Jeter Mr. October because of what he did in... Pardon me. Even though it is the month of October, they called Derek Jeter Mr. November because of what he did in World Series. But currently in the playoff race that we have at the moment, the American League is looking all but decided, as yesterday the Astros beat the Red Sox in a wild 5-4 victory in Beantown. The Cubs stayed alive with a 2-1 victory over the Nationals. Now, while the Nationals may be the favorite in the National League, the Cubs are the team that definitely can match up with them, and they lead 2-1 over the favored Nationals at this point. The Yankees scored a 7-3 win over the Indians, and similar to the Cubs, who are playing the Nationals, the Yankees have those tough matchups that can get that potent offense, that can get through the Indians' tough pitching staff, and they've got a great bullpen of their own. So if they get a lead, they are not getting rid of it. And the Los Angeles Dodgers took care of the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1 in Arizona. Yu Darvish got his first win for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoffs in that one. Today we have a game postponed because of rain. That was the Nationals and the Cubs. So unfortunately today is a baseball-less day, and that is nothing anyone likes to hear. But tomorrow, Tanner Roark and Jake Arrieta will go at it, and if Arrieta can take care of business, that will mean the Nationals will be out of contention. And for a team that has really been set up to win a World Series for a couple of years now, with the pitching staff they can put together, with the offense they have, they've got guys like Rendon, like Zimmerman, like Worth, and oh, let's not forget Bryce Harper. If they lose it to the Cubs here, if they can't come back and win this series, I don't know what's going to be happening in the Capitol, because that baseball club has been so geared towards winning these last couple of years, it's going to be real tough to keep guys like Harper and Rendon, who's improving, and Daniel Murphy, and they've just got so many studs on that roster. How do you keep them all together? The Yankees, on the other hand, are on the opposite end of that spectrum, where they have set up to have a couple of different young guys get a lot of playing time. And to be able to succeed so early and to be division wild card champions and to be going up against the Indians tied, if they could pull this off, this is kind of them being ahead of schedule. Now, CC Sabathia is an old fella in professional baseball at this point. He is not one of the people that you expect to lead the league in any of those categories, but he's a gamer. He's been around the block more than once, and he'll be facing former Cy Young winner and probably this season's Cy Young winner, Corey Kluber, in tomorrow's playoff game. So, playoff baseball is in full swing. That makes me oh so very happy. We have football that has gone from wacky to even more wild. We're going to get into some of those scores this week. We've got Alaska High School football. And the thing about Alaska High School football is it is just now winding down because it is playoff time. The Palmer Moose went ahead and took care of the Thunder Mountain. The Thunderbirds? I don't know the Thunder Mountain mascot. Whoops. I was not at that game. I was at East versus Wasilla. And that gives me a little bit of insight into what's going to be happening in the 4A, pardon me, the Division 1 championship game between in the semifinals of this week, so I don't know what's going to happen in the championship game, but we all kind of assume that East is going to take care of West and that Chugiak and probably the best player in the state, Derek Snell, are going to take care of Service and that they're going to meet in the championship. Now, Chugiak won the meeting in week one. Chugiak is the lone undefeated team in the state in Division III, of course. Soldotna is undefeated. But that's going to be an interesting matchup. From what I saw, East has an absolutely stout defense. Not only do they have speed and size on the outside with their cornerbacks and safeties and defensive backs and linebackers who just fly around the field, but they have got a defensive line that will get through the line and cause some trouble. So I don't know what kind of quarterbacking Chugiak's got. I have not seen Chugiak yet this year. That may happen for me this weekend, but we'll see as that progresses. And, of course, Palmer playing Soldotna. Palmer lost to Soldotna earlier this year. The score maybe did not indicate how close that game was. Soldotna's ever-potent running attack was kind of stymied by Palmer's defense, and Palmer got to the 2-yard line and had to settle for a Larry Cutsforth field goal. But as Rod Christensen coach teams almost always do, they started off with a little trouble, and now they're really hitting their stride. Right at the right part of the year, they have become the team that nobody wants to play. So if they can get their defense the way it was when they played Soldotna the first time, and then they can get Luke Guggenmos throwing the ball all over the place, which he has been recently, and that trio of running backs. If any team is going to beat the 58-game win streak, I think it may be the Palmer Moose. You're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. We've got more Numbers, News, Jazz, and Blues coming your way. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM.
I get too choked up, don't wanna make a scene. Never in my wildest dreams. Never in my wildest dreams. Across the seven seas, I'm a hard luck man. I know where my purpose is. It ain't on some pilgrimage. It's wherever my baby is. My love supreme. Never in my wildest dreams. Daytime.
I'm a little bit of technical difficulties. I apologize. I am very much digging these jazz-inspired beats. I don't like to give Spotify too many props because most of the time I find awesome music on my own. But this is Dolce from Flowfills. I'm having me a good time up in the studio. Can you tell? All right, so getting into the National No Fun League this week. The Patriots squeaked out a win on Thursday against the Buccaneers, 19-14. The Bengals, 20-16 winners over the Bills. I did not see that one coming. With the Bills defense playing the way it has been playing, and the Bengals really finding no success on offense, defense, or special teams throughout the duration of the season, I thought the Bills were going to walk all over them, but Bills fall to 3-2, Bengals now 2-3. Jets and the Browns in the winner of the Who Wants Sam Darnold Bowl. The Jets won 17-14 in Cleveland. The Panthers, 27-24 winners over the Lions, scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Cam Newton, the savior of my fantasy team, three touchdowns, 355 yards passing, 26 of 33 at a pretty good clip. The Colts, 26-23 winners over the 49ers. 16-10, the Dolphins beat the Titans as Matt Castle. He is still in the league. I think I talked smack about him earlier this year about how he could lead, anyone could lead the Patriots to victory, and Matt Castle's definitely sitting on a couch right now. But no, he's not. He's an NFL quarterback. And with the injury to Marcus Mariota, he is a starting quarterback. 141 yards and a touchdown on 21 of 32 passing was not enough to beat the Dolphins. They improved to 2-2. They're the Los Angeles Chargers now. The Los Angeles Chargers defeat the New York Giants to send the Giants to 0-5 after many people who are paid to have opinions about the game thought that they were going to be a playoff team this year. That is the Giants. The Chargers, definitely not a playoff team, but Melvin Gordon on my other fantasy team, 20 carries for 105 yards. Thank you very much. The Eagles, 34-7 winners over the Cardinals. 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. You do not usually give up that many touchdowns in the first quarter and end up winners, Cardinals. I'm looking at you. The Jaguars shocked everybody. 30-9 winners over the Steelers, and now they have identical records. Listen to this. This is a rookie stat line for you. 28 carries for 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette, welcome to Jacksonville, where we have no quarterback and a great defense and a pretty decent offensive line. So go ahead and carry the ball 28 times. Ben Roethlisberger had 5 interceptions. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of just picks. That is not how you lead your team to victory. All right, we need to take a break to rock out some Black Keys, but we will be right back with so much more sports. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Now, let's get back to some football. Getting into the later Sunday games, the Ravens beat the Raiders 30-17. While the Raiders are a very good team, they are certainly missing their catalyst, Derek Carr, who is hurt. So, Joe Flacco threw all over the Raiders defense, and EJ Manuel is not quite able to get it done. The Seahawks, 16-10 winners over the Rams. Now, that is interesting because the Rams were actually favored in this game. For the first time in a long time in that series, the Rams were actually favored. And Jared Goff did a bang-up job. Luckily, I was playing against Jared Goff this fantasy week, and he threw two interceptions. So he did not do so well as far as fantasy-wise. But had his team driving, going down the field on their way to what would have been a game-tying touchdown, was not able to get it done. But he's only a second-year quarterback. He's got a long way to go, and he's already come a long way from his starts last year. The Packers, 35-31 winners over the Cowboys, and Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown pass to Davante Adams. They run the same play two times. First time it gets blocked by the cornerback. Second time Aaron Rodgers beats him. Threw it where only his receiver could catch it. One of those trademark Aaron Rodgers end of the game drives where he just says, "Nope, I'm still that good." And the Packers move to 4-1. The Chiefs run all over the Texans for the 42-34 win as the Texans lose J.J. Watt. And the Vikings are 20-17 winners over the Bears. Now, the Vikings should have annihilated the Bears. They should have. But when Sam Bradford goes down and Mitchell Trubisky is actually playing half-decent football, they run not only a fake punt for a touchdown, but they run, I don't know, call it like a double reverse on a two-point conversion where in the fourth quarter, Trubisky hands the ball off to Jordan Howard, his running back. I'm going to try to paint you a word picture here. Jordan Howard's on his right. Jordan Howard's running to the left, so he hands it to him. And then Howard walks by tight end and tosses the ball to him, who's going the other way. So Jordan Howard had been going left. Tight end goes right. Then as the tight end is going right, there's a defender right in front of him. But who's right behind him but the quarterback, who he pitches it to? And on some sort of weird double reverse thing, it scores. It's beautiful. It's confusing football, but it absolutely works. And let's not negate Jerick McKinnon's performance, saving my fantasy week and my perfect season. 16 carries and 95 yards for a touchdown. Also had 58 receiving yards in this one. Thank you, Jerick McKinnon, so very much from the bottom of my heart. All right, let's talk a little bit of high school football. So this weekend, I went out to East High School to watch East against Wasilla. East, the number one seed from, the number three seed from the CIC, or number two, and Wasilla was the number three seed from the Rail Belt, and this one was not real fun to watch because Wasilla got stomped pretty good. East has a plethora, a smorgasbord, if you will, of fantastic running backs. Some small, fast, some big, fast, some small and shifty, and some small and shifty and will run over you. Armand Eppinger started off with a 5-yard run. Capone Medeiros has a 1-yard run. That's in the second quarter. Kalani Medeiros. So Capone is his senior quarterback brother. Kalani is the sophomore, who I guess they started and they said, you know, you should be a JV player. And then they went, wow, look at this kid. As I'm talking to Coach Jeff Trotter after the game, he says, we brought him up and we saw immediately that this kid was worth it, that he was going to get his run and he was going to earn it. So Kalani had two scores in the game, led all rushers with 44 yards. And after his score in the first half, he led off the second half with the score. They also got a passing touchdown in there. Wasilla's season is over for Aaron Milleron. That is the last high school game he will ever play. And it was fun to watch Wasilla over the course of the season, how they progressed and how they got to be a better team. And they changed from going traditional wing tee to that flex bone offense to sort of a stretch where they've got wide receivers all over the field, but East played it perfectly and really did not allow them any time to get Milleron back in the backfield and throw at all. He was 4 of 13. He was on the run most of the night. Trotter told me after the game, he said, you know, we were willing to give up him handing off the ball, but we were not going to let him throw the ball. He's got a big arm. He's a big kid. He will run over you if you give him the chance, but they kept him contained running for the most part. I think he had 24 yards, but he got sacked 4 times. And that defensive line, as I said, was just absolutely menacing. They got through the Wasilla offensive line so frequently, which you really don't see. I didn't see against when Wasilla played the Fairbanks team. So Good season, Wasilla. East, man, they are a monster. I really want to see them play Chugiak in the state championship game. The, you know, stable of running backs against the best running back in the state. It's going to be a good game if it happens. As I said, East plays West. Chugiak plays Service this weekend. All right. About to kick into some Black Keys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tonight I'll be going to the city council meeting where new city councilwoman Sabrina Combs will make her debut. She won and Brad Hansen won last week's election that was too close to call until Friday. I'm out. We'll be right back.